Hi guys, this is Harry and welcome back to my podcast where I try to help you to get a better understanding of the English language, how we use phrasal verbs, expressions, idiomatic phrases, how to include and improve your vocabulary, pronunciation, all aspects of English so that you can communicate better with your friends, your colleagues, your family, and when you go eventually back onto overseas or international trips. So, what are we going to talk about today? Well, we're going to talk about the weather. It's probably the most popular small talk topic that you could pick. Everybody likes to talk about the weather, particularly in Europe and parts of Europe like the UK and Ireland where I'm living currently, where the weather usually is not so good. Okay, so we're here talking about adjectives describing the weather. And we're going to look at positive, because sometimes there are some positive aspects about the weather, and negative. I'll go through them one by one, the positive, then the negative, and then we'll try and give you a quick example. Okay, so when we're talking about positive adjectives for describing the weather, we can use bright, fine, mild, scorching, and negative, chilly, damp, misty, overcast, stuffy, and unsettled. Now, of course, I haven't included very obvious words that you can use like sunny or wet or rainy. So these are adjectives that you might not normally use or you might not have thought are associated with describing weather conditions. Okay, so again, positive, bright, fine, mild, scorching, and negative, chilly, damp, misty, overcast, stuffy, and unsettled. Okay, let's take the positives first. Bright. Well, a bright day is when you wake up in the morning and the sun is shining, the sky is blue, and generally you feel good, or that before you even open the curtains, there's a ray of sunshine peeping through the gap between your blinds, your curtains, and your window. So it's going to be a bright day. Okay, so bright meaning you can see around you. Any clouds that are there are light clouds. They're very high in the sky, so it's not dark or depressing. A bright day. We use bright in lots of ways to describe people's future if they've got a bright future ahead of them. Yeah, a bright light in your bedroom. So bright, something that adds light or fills the room with light. And what's your day like today? Ah, it's a bright day, yeah. The sun is shining. And I think it's going to be warm.
Just want to let you know about my wonderful Advanced English Language course, or Marathon English Language course. There are over 53 hours of English learning. Yeah, 53 hours. It's Advanced English for those people wanting to improve their English from their current level. 45-minute lessons online, recorded by me, based around engaging video materials, advanced English vocabulary, slang, phraseology, complex grammar structures, pronunciation practice, and at the end of it all, you have homework in every individual lesson. And if you send it to me, I'll check it and I'll get back to you. Perfect for mature learners. For those of you who are a little bit shy or introverted about having one-to-one lessons, or those of you who don't have the time to have one-to-one lessons.
Okay, fine. Well, fine is one of those words that you can use to describe lots of things. How are you today? Ah, I'm fine. Yeah, meaning I'm okay. How's work? Ah, work's fine. No problems. So we can use it to describe things which are not bright and exciting, perhaps, but they're okay. There's no problem. So when we use fine to describe the weather, we mean that, well, there's no rain. There's no rain in the forecast. The forecast will say fine day ahead, meaning the clouds, if any, will be high. There may be some sunshine. There may be a light breeze. But generally, it's going to be a fine day and the chances of rain are zero or less than 10%. So it's a fine day. Or we can use it to emphasize a particular day, a fine sunny day. Yeah, so if you want to say it's a fine sunny day, so you're giving a bit of emphasis to the word sunny, or a fine summer's day, so it's what you'd expect to have in summer. So you can use it to describe weather, but also other situations. Next is mild. Well, when we have mild weather, it usually means that it's not hot, but it's not cold. You probably might need a very light shirt or even a light jacket from time to time, but you don't need anything else because the weather is mild. The wind might be mild. It's not blowing a gale force, but it's not in a situation where there's no wind at all, so it's mild. And again, probably little chance of any rain. So a mild spring day. So it's not cold, but it's not so hot. Yeah. Or it could be a mild summer's day at the very beginning of summer, that end of May, early June. Mild. So it's average or pleasant. And then we have scorching. Well, this is on the far side of the scale. Scorching means really, really hot. One of those days when you put your foot on the sand, if you know flip-flops on, it's ooh, 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 ah, ooh. It's like walking on hot coals, scorching hot. Or even your dog, when you take it out for a walk, has got pains in its feet from the heat of the pavement or the street where you're walking. Scorching. Oh, it's a scorching hot day today out there, folks. So, you know, it's a weather forecast man on the early morning weather forecast. He says, okay, folks, and here we have a scorching hot day downtown today. It's going to be touching 30 degrees. So you've got to put on that sunblock or sunscreen or sunscreen and protect yourselves. It's a scorcher. It's scorching hot. So scorching means really red, red hot, even as you're almost on fire. Okay, so four words, not normal adjectives perhaps that you would use to describe the weather, but can be used. Bright, fine, mild, and scorching. So positive. Now, let's cover the negative. Chilly. Ooh, chilly. It's a little bit cold out there. It's not yet the middle of the winter, so you're not expecting to put on the heavy coat or the hat and the gloves, but wow. When you open the door to get the post or let the dog out, then you could feel this wind blowing. Oh, it's chilly there. You would want to put on some warm clothes today. There's a chilly breeze or a chilly wind blowing. Yeah, so you know that you're heading into the winter because the temperature has dipped. And as soon as you open that front door or back door, you can feel the breeze. Okay. Or you come home from a few days away and it's in the middle of the winter, and as soon as you open the front door, you can feel the rooms cold and chilly because nobody's been living in it for a few days. So you keep your coat on for a few minutes until you put the heaters on and the temperature in the rooms begins to increase. A chilly day, chilly weather. Yeah, so it's all about cold, but not really, really cold, but cold enough for you to feel it. Next, damp. Well, a damp day describes a lot of days in Ireland in particular. Damp is when it either has been raining for some considerable period of time, the ground is wet, the grass is wet, the windows still have the remains of the last rain shower, the cars are wet, there are puddles on the ground and places, so we can describe it as a damp day. So damp from the night before, damp because of the morning rain, just generally damp because there's been no sun for a few days to dry the rain, heavy clouds, and the atmosphere generally is damp. Next we have misty, and a misty day is almost described as foggy, slightly different. Foggy is that late summer, early autumn or late spring, early summer days when the nights have been a little bit chilly and the air is trapped and it turns into fog. But misty is when there's low clouds sitting over your city or over your town, and the clouds are low and the rain has been falling and you can see but not very well, and it's a sort of a mixture of rain and fog, and it's really misty. It's a misty morning, so you need to put on your headlights on the car so that you can see other cars and they can see you. You need to have perhaps an umbrella because there's a bit of dampness or moisture in the air, so generally described as a misty day. And if there's no wind, that mist could hang around for quite a while, a few hours or even the whole day. Misty. Next, overcast. An overcast is that classic description of weather where there are a lot of clouds in the sky, but the clouds are not white, they're not high, they're coming down and they've got that grey, dark look, and you have a good feeling that there's going to be rain at some stage. Yeah, so you get that knowledge from previous years exactly what's going to happen when you look at those clouds. Dark grey, overcast. So the weather forecaster will be describing as, yes, another overcast day here in the city. There's clouds are sitting over the city. We haven't seen sunshine for a few days. Temperatures not so low, and the expectations are high that there will be rain sometime today. So overcast conditions, an overcast day, dark clouds, rainy clouds, and at some stage there's going to be some rain. Next is stuffy. Well, stuffy has to do with heat. Okay, so when a room is stuffy, it means that the air in it is quite warm. There's no fresh air. The windows have been closed for a while, and you really need some windows open and a rush of air in to take away that stuffiness. Okay, so when the weather is stuffy, it's exactly the same. You go outside, you can hardly breathe because the atmosphere is quite heavy. The heat is high, the temperature is high, and it's a real stuffy day. No wind, no air, you can hardly breathe, and it's a stuffy day. And usually a stuffy day in big cities where there's lots of concrete buildings, tall buildings, no air circulating as such, so you get that hot, hot summer weather, no breeze, and it's very, very stuffy. A stuffy day. And then finally, we have an unsettled weather. Well, when something is unsettled, it means that it's the opposite of settled, so it's changing quite frequently. So if we talk about our weather as unsettled, it means that we're not quite sure what's going to happen. Now, it could be unsettled normally because we're talking about negative here. So it's some rain, some wind, a little bit cold, then it maybe stops for a day or so, and then it's wet again, and there's some fog. So the weather is pretty unsettled. We haven't yet got into the winter. We are just getting out of the autumn, and we've got a period of unsettled weather, or at the end of spring, and we're not quite sure whether it's winter or spring because there are occasional snow showers, there are cold air blasts, lots of rain, and the weather is generally unsettled. So the end of April, or perhaps even early May, depending on where you're living. So unsettled meaning not sure what's going to happen. So you might say to your partner, well, I think if you're going to town today, you'd either bring a raincoat or an umbrella because the weather is quite unsettled and not quite sure what it's going to do. It might rain, it might snow, the wind might blow, but just be safe, be on the safe side, bring the umbrella or wear the raincoat, whatever you're going to do. Okay, so they're the negative words. So chilly, damp, misty, overcast, stuffy, and unsettled. Okay, so as I said, they're just different adjectives than you might normally use. And you can use them in conjunction with other adjectives that we often use connected with the weather. So if you need any other words connected with that, you can check out my webpage and you'll find them. And as always, if you want to contact me, you can do so on www.englishlessonviaskype.com. I'm always happy to hear from you. And if you've got any contributions to make or anything you want me to include, well, just drop me a line and I'm happy to look at it for you. As always, thanks for listening and join me again soon.